With respect, you know how people see you.
Spell it out.
Randy Andy.
With respect.
And welcome to this latest episode of the Flickering Dream podcast with myself, Scott Forbes, Bob Mann, and the Reverend Andy Godfrey. Today we are going to be venturing into the world of Netflix with the latest feature, which is called Scoop. Now, this is a movie all about the infamous interview that Prince Andrew sat through. You know the one. Here's a clip.
The allegations surrounding Jeffrey Epstein include his friend, Prince Andrew.
Sam, let's start pushing the palace. I want it for us.
You're chasing a story that we're never going to get.
This is the work. My job is booking the people we can't just call up.
Hello, everyone.
You have a problem that won't go away.
We're looking at options. But there is a red line.
So, guys, first of all, did you guys see the interview itself? Have you? Yeah.
I remember it well, yes. November 2019. Well. Yes.
Yeah, it was certainly
cringe-worthy.
Oh, wow. Well, so great if you love Schadenfreude, as they call it in Germany. This film, for me, was one that I think it was placed well on Netflix. I don't think it was a cinematic movie, but it'll find its home pretty well on streaming. Mm. It's got Rufus Sewell, who is caked in heavy makeup to make him look like Prince Andrew. If it was perhaps a bigger movie, I'd be thinking about it for Oscar nominations, but
yeah.
I would be surprised. The interview itself is the big talking point from this movie. It's what we are signed up to when we watch it from all the advertising. But really, what this film is so great at is about the character that is played by Billie Piper, who is basically she works at the BBC trying to get interviews. And it's her hard work and effort that goes in behind the scenes to try and set this interview up in the first place. And I don't know about you guys, but I thought that was fascinating the way she went about it. And just the performance in general from Billie Piper, who I'm not a Doctor Who person, so that side of her career passed me by. But for me, it's still when she was like 14 or something and brought out her single, and that's kind of the best thing I know her for. I'm sure she's done plenty of wonderful things since.
She's really not done a tremendous amount in feature films, as I commented in my review. I mean, she has such a magnetic presence on the screen, doesn't she? And she's done a lot of TV stuff, and this is clearly built as a kind of TV movie, but she's really not broken out into feature films, and you really wonder what is going to do that for her.
It's true, because something like this, even though we have the likes of Gillian Anderson in here, Keely Hawes, the aforementioned Rufus Sewell, I think Billie outshined them all and really stole this film. Because what we get is her work as the journalist getting the story. The rest of them, it's all about leading up to the interview. And because we all know how it goes. So what the interesting part is how we get there. And it's the backstage sort of politicking between the palace and the journalists. And even before all this happens, we get like almost, let's call it like a sniper type of opening, but in a different way, if you know what I mean. When you see the film, you'll understand. It's filmed like a sniper looking for a target, but that's not exactly what's going on. This is actually, as well, surprisingly funny. I hope you guys agree on this, because I did not expect to be laughing through this movie. And the way they paint Prince Andrew, and I won't say too much, but I'm just going to say the word teddy bears. Wow. I don't know if that's real or what, or if they've just made that up. Oh my
God. Yeah.
Rukanga. So, for me, this was a really good movie. I think knowing what happened, it was cringeworthy, but they made it comical. Good performances across the board. I think streaming is the right place for it, and I really hope a lot of people do get to see it. Andy, what did you think?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I mean, I had an email from my daughter, who's a massive Billy Piper fan from Doctor Who, and I was too. I thought she was fantastic in Doctor Who, saying too many shots of Billy Piper walking, and she got a bit bored. But for me, I thought this was terrific. I mean, let's not forget Billy Piper was wrote and directed a really good film called Rare Beasts, which I enjoyed, and she was also in Catherine Call Me Birdie, which was another film that I really enjoyed from a couple of years ago. I thought this brought to mind films like Frost Nixon, which is terrific, and others. And as you say, Scott, I think streaming is the right place for it. I mean, I wouldn't have minded seeing this at the cinema. I wouldn't have complained if I'd paid to go and see this at the cinema because I would have come out satisfied. It is the background stuff. It's the stuff that leads up to the infamous interview that is the most fascinating. We all know what happened during the interview. We all know what happened afterwards. I want to see how these things came to be. And I thought that opening was really intriguing as well, really well done. So, yeah, I mean, just backing up what you said, I thought it was really good. Billy Piper does steal the show. And I thought she was absolutely terrific in this. Really, really good. I thought Gillian Anderson was trying a little bit too hard for me to capture the spirit of her character. Felt to me like she was a little bit really trying to push it. You know, I thought Rufus Sewell was really good. So it was all about the build up to the interview, and that was fascinating. And yeah, I was riveted throughout. It wasn't too long. Didn't outstay its welcome. And yeah, I particularly though Billy Piper, very, very good indeed. Enjoyed it.
Perfect. Bob, do you agree?
Yeah, I do. I've really got nothing to add to that, so I'll shut up, I think. I agree that the build-up was what made this film. The actual reconstruction of the interview, it was, for me, it was kind of, okay, move on. I remember this so well. You don't need to show me this. This is stuff I remember. So, I mean, for a general audience who maybe were not as well tuned into the situation, that would be of value. It wasn't of so much value to me. And I guess that's the only thing I'd say against this is it's so recent. It's such a recent piece of history that it almost feels like a so what type of thing. But yeah, no, I thought with that caveat, I thought it was very well made. Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, staying with yourself there, Bob, what score would you give Scoop?
I gave this one a 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. And Andy?
I gave it an 8, Scott.
An 8.
Yeah.
Well, I am an 8 out of 10 also. Okay. And so if...
That's a 7.66, I think.
7.66. Thank you very much for your quick maths there, Bob.
That's all right.
That will give Scoop a Flickering Dreams score of 7.66, which makes it a hit.
Excellent.
Thank you for joining us on this latest episode of the Flickering Dreams podcast. If you could please go to the bottom of the screen, like, subscribe, all that things that get us more fans. And if you've got any comments, please do send us a postcard or carrier pigeon, or if you want to go more technological, you can go emails. Anyway, speak to you next time. Bye guys.
Thank you so much for listening or watching Flickering Dreams. You can find the video version on YouTube and the audio version on all major podcast platforms, and don't forget to subscribe so you can get each of the weekly episodes as they are released. We'll see you at the movies.